Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Before I begin the new libud, the new besebda and Hurrius, I just want to add one thing regarding what we said yesterday. Afterwards, I was not very happy with the way I explained everything, and according to the Maskana Ravashi that we have in the Gemara and the Maskana, the Gabi Nicer, and the chiluk between the sur bala and hetera bala. Ravashi, in the end, we had the problem, remember. The Gemara, according to Ravashi, said that originally when there was hetera bala, at what point is it going to become usur? Mm-hmm. After it's already balua. And then there's no din nicer, that's chal. Well, that is true. But, so I think people were asking, so why does it need Hagolah if there was no Isser in the first place? Why would it need Hagolah? That we have the Ritva, very, it's Kiddush ourselves, I don't think we would have ever said such a thing. But the Ritva comes and the Ritva says, there is no din of nicer on the negligible amount that will remain after Hagolah. The part that's able, the substantial part that comes out, Ayidei Hagolah, out of there is going to be a din nicer. What really happens is over here, let me just read this Nekuda over here in the Ritva itself. That's why we didn't really explain this point yesterday. That's why I was fairly, I wasn't happy with the way I remained with explaining the Gemara at the end. Here it says, "V'la'amru hetera bala, or el mikotchen shemishasha bala lo hayenes arklal." He's saying that it only applies by nicer. What we're saying, chametz, he also is not going to apply by chametz. The sura mishum nicer he, by he shaita akati lo hayenicer. At that point, it's not nicer yet. Chametz is chametz all the time. Maybe there's no iser yet because it's not Pesach, but it's still mitzias of chametz. Lay nesar klal, the ain shame nicer olav, as opposed to when it comes to chametz. Listen, this is the nekuda. Uliachar shebola after the bleis, that's a nicer. Vahi shaita ain is aniser nicer roy lachol. The answer of nicer is not roi to bichal, ella al mashe roi leaflight ayidei hagola, except that which is roi to come out ayidei hagola. And what we're talking about is a bifurcated answer of nicer. On some of it, there will be an answer nicer. Some of it, there is not going to be an answer. That's the reason we certainly would never be mechavim to such a thing. The substantial part of it that can come out to be extracted, Ayidei, the din of Hagolah, and Harami, that part you have to take out, Ayidei Hagolah. The part, the residual part of the Nicer, the residual part that will remain not the Ayidei Hagolah, that the only way to deal with it is incineration. You don't have to incinerate it. Bamakamwera is Hatera Bola. Elo Mashem Roy Leaflight Ayidei Hagolah. Shehi Bliya Gedayla. If it's a Bliya Gedayla and it can come out, Ayidei Hagolah, about it, that you have to take out. Shehi Manasidus Tam. And when you do that, Afal P, even though Shanasa Botab, even though there's going to be remain a residual amount, Sheino Niflat Ayidei Ha'ur, that only can come out Ayidei Ha'ur. That part does not oyser. The residual part will not oyser anything. It's where it's a terabala, there won't be a shem, but this oyser that will be chal on that. Mashenke, the substantial amount, that there will be an oyser, and that you have to take out. Because you could take it out, it's a little funny, because you could rectify it, therefore there's an oyser. If you wouldn't be able to rectify it, then there would be a bit nicer in the first place. But because this part, you cannot take out, therefore the smoke is going to be an issur nicer, and that's where the svarma fatera bola comes into play over here. So that's according to the maskana. That's important to know. According to the maskana, according to Ravashi, where Rav Ashi comes out, the Gemara let on Daffai involved at the end of Avodah Zarah. Again, I wasn't happy with the way I said it.
How does the Ritzvan hold it?
No, why is he saying it even in the Daraisa? He's saying it even in the Daraisa. That's what's so pelodic. Yeah, about it, what? No, not a bear problem. Yeah, but the Shaila is, what, how do you define Nicer? He's saying you define Nicer and Blias, that which is able to come out. You cannot leave it in there, the Bacham, where you could take it out. Let's say you can't take it out. The only way it doesn't count. There's Blias. So Blias of things that are Hetera Bola. Theoretically speaking, you would have the same Svara by Chometz. Erev Pesach, you have the same Svara by Chometz. He says by Chometz does not apply because it's not Hetera Bola. It's a Sura Bola. Maybe I should make it even sharper. What he's saying by Nicer, it's not a Kachem Dikas Svara. It's not a Svara in Nicer. It's a Svara in Hetera Bola. If Chometz or Pesach would have the same, would be called Hetera Bola, you would say the same thing by Pesach. It happens to me by Pesach, it's not Hetera Bola, because the Shem Chometz is there already from before. As opposed to our case, where the Shem Neisser only develops, it only becomes later. When the blias of the buser went in, it never got a Shem Neisser. But if by Chometz it had a Shem Chometz already from before, even though it wasn't Negeya before. Here it's not only that it wasn't Negeya, it didn't have a Shem Neisser in the first place. So, wait. So you say, but in all cases where you have a din of Hetera Bola, the Hetera Bola will never become usher in the blias if you can't take it out. If you can't take it out, then you have to deal with it and take it out. That part of it that you can't take out, there won't be an usher in the blias. You know, that doesn't make a difference. That doesn't make a difference. So what will become nicer? That amount, we'll call it the amount. It's not the amount that you could take out has to be taken out. The part that you can't be taken out will the part that you can't take out will just be negligible and you don't have to deal with it.
How does he know this?
Yeah. How does Rav Ashi know it?
And Ritzvah, did he know it? It's radical. Tari doesn't distinguish between Hagala.
This might nobody see the Ritva. He would have said the same thing by Chometz.
Yeah, except that he says that Chometz is Shmayala.
Like that.
I'm reading it.
That's the reason yesterday when we said it, I didn't do the adequate job. Because I would never have thought about such a, never even occurred to me such a swear. It's a pelvic thing. That's why yesterday when I said, never even would have occurred to us such a swear. You don't have to feel bad about not being mechavet to this dinner as well.
I haven't factored the change function for myself. I mean, I understand why, but I have
because this is something, what you have now, it's not us for today, but it's us for tomorrow.
It's the change function before the night.
This thing that you have, it's a piece of bread. This thing is us. It's also for today, where it's Tuesday, not tomorrow, where it's Pesach. So therefore, that's not called a terabola. A terabola means, that something is going to become something else later. But what you have now, it's one thing. This thing will always be heter. This thing will always be heter. This itself is a tera. Now and forever, it's a tera. Because what is it now? Butter shlomim. Butter shlomim is always butter. Later on, it's not that the butter shlomim becomes usher. Later on, there's a new variable that's introduced to the picture and that it becomes nicer. Nicer is usher. Nicer is usher mitchila v'yatsayf. Butter shlomim is always butter. Chometz doesn't fit into that at all. Chometz is a piece of bread. A piece of bread is always asur on Pesach. This is not hetera. This is legabe Pesach. It's always a chatzav iser. It's chametz. Chametz on Pesach was never mutter. It happens to be mutter on the Tuesday. It happens to be mutter on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but not on the Yom Kippur. But it's not other. But it's not going to be asur legabe Pesach. That's why the shem of what it is a shem chametz. It's chametz before, it's chametz later. It's chametz, chametz is always asur on Pesach. Before this thing itself was basar shlomim, it wasn't nicer at all. In that case, you're able to call it a hetera bala. That's the chelak of the ritva. That's the big machlaikas ha-poiskim that we have, whether or not chametz called the sur bala or hetera bala. But if on the tzad, according to this, the way the ritva is saying, you know what I'm saying, according to the related ritva saying, the svara, the chelak of hetera bala, the sur bala, is only what's going to be a geya. The part that does not come by Yidei HaGolah—that's a gvaldik yisach that we have over here.
But what Rabbi has to do a little bit more work on is the chatos. By kli cheres, you have to.
Yeah. What?
But Rabbi has to do more work is on chatos, because chatos on chatos by kli cheres. By chatos.
Yeah.
The Rambam distinguishes between chatos and other kachim by kli cheres. That other kachim by klicheres you do not have to break, and chatos you do have to break.
That's very easy to deal with.
What's the difference between chatos and...
That's no love this at all.
That's a very big one.
The same way we have Riku Shtifa. All these things are Riku Shtifa. It's exerts hakosim of my kachim and how to deal with it.
But
not,
how come...
I don't think it needs any work at all.
No, it's not. Kiva Eger goes on it, because why is there a difference?
Yeah, there's also the dinim that we have, the common dinim, and the whole world of the dinim that we have in Perkav Chatos.
But why is there a difference in Klicheres?
There's a special dinim in Parshat Sav.
Right.
Yeah. The dinim, like Kibus, by Kibus Tav Chatos.
Yeah, I understand. By
that it has to be done also in the Azari yet.
Yeah, but the Rambam says all of that has to be done, yes, sir.
No, but that's a separate thing. I don't think that's...
I think that klicheres by other kachim is a problem. That's what they're dealing with.
Okay. I just wanted to add that. I hope it becomes a little bit more. I'm not saying it's a comprehensible thing. I mean, that's what the thing did. But that's what it shot. That's what it's coming to tell us. Now, Pyro Basket, here we come to a din that tells us, we have a parsha in the Torah, Parhal Dover Shel Tzibur, where Bezdin, this whole Masechta is predicated on one fact. We don't like to acknowledge it today, the modern view of things. It's predicated on the fact that Bezdin is fallible. They could be a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. They are not infallible. People make mistakes. No matter who they are, they make mistakes. They could be in the world, on top of the academic world that we have over here in terms of Dibrei Torah. No one is infallible. And when they are fallible, they make mistakes. The mistakes could be egregious, and they have to bring a special carbon. They could make a mistake and be machshel an entire tzibur in Chai Krisus. That's what we're dealing with. They could come out with a stock that chaylev is mutter for people to eat. Chaylev al-dakin, chaylev al-akloyis, whatever. They can come in, they can be matter that, and be machshel an entire tzibur. And in that case, there is a special carbon that has to be brought. We'll have to see who brings the carbon. Does Bezdin bring the carbon? Does the Tzibur bring the carbon? That's a machlokes that we have. And,
let's say they're on the Mayotes.
So what we have, pardon me?
No, I was making a bad joke. If they're on the Mayotes, does this apply?
What? And then here,
it was a bad joke, Rabbi. If they're on the Mayotes, does this apply?
All right. It's,
sorry. Okay. I apologize.
It's not the Sanhedrin. So the Sanhedrin does this. Wait. Okay, now. Chayro Bezdin Lavar Alachas. Let me say the Mishnah first. Besdin came and they paskin lavar alachas we call mitzvah so amuras batayrim. The halacha yachid. Now, a yachid goes and does what they said. The asa shagig al piyam. He said, the Sanhedrin says that chaylam is mutter. I don't know anything. I just say, know what they said it's mutter. If they said it's mutter, it's good for them, it's good for me. That therefore, I went and I ate it based on what they did. I was the person. Bein sha'asu li'asu imahem. And then the Mishnah enumerates different sentences here. Whether they did it also and he did it with them. Li'asu imahem. They all did it together. It's maybe the same Suda. Bein sha'asu li'asu charehem. Maybe they did it, the Sanhedrin. And he did it after them, the Siyachid. Bein, or maybe they didn't do it at all themselves. Maybe they don't happen to like. And tested meat. Or whether they didn't do it at all and he followed them. The psak. He's putter.
Why is he
allowed to leave? The reason is because he has the heter of passing the buck and not being responsible for his own actions. It's a tour and being in responsibility for his own actions. And therefore, our Tana holds his putter. We will see that this is not Muskev. We even paskin not like this. We all the Yachid Shasa Bahiras Besa the sky, we even paskin. But the Tana of our Mishnah holds, this is a tour from responsibility. You can pass the buck, according to our Tana. Besdin says it's putter, then I can say it's putter. I don't have to be firmer than the Besdin. Then we have what? So going to our time. Again, let me just mention this. We do not paskin this one. Hayro Besdin v'yada echad mehem sheto. If Besdin paskin and one of them knew that they made a mistake.
One of the Dayan?
One of the Dayan. Oh, Talmud. V'roi l'ayra. Now he's a Talmud. He's a Talmud and he's a Barachi that's capable of having an opinion. Of knowing, maybe he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than they are, even maybe. But he says, nope, they paskin like that. If that's how they paskin, then that's what I will follow. Bein she'asu li'asu imahem, the same combinations. Bein she'asu li'asu acharehem, he did it after them. Bein she'lo yasu li'asu hareze chayim, the did is that he's chayim. The reason is because he was not telling it, but he knows his own opinion. But he did it anyway, because that's what they said, even though he disagreed with them. We'll see what the case is. So then is he amazed? What is he? Is he amazed? Not amazed. He's amazed that he certainly can't be chayev. We'll see what he thought. That, you know, I know that they're making a mistake. But look, if that's what they said, then I have a heter to go with what they said. And in reality, he does not have a heter. If he knows better than they do, then he has to go with what he holds as true. Zeraklah, he's chayiv. Because he's not Taylor the Besdin. He doesn't rely on Besdin. Here he can't shift the Akrayas responsibility. They should like Taylor the Besdin. Zeraklah, ha Taylor the Achman chayiv. But tell him the best of putter. If he blames it on Besdin, then he's putter. In that case, what we're talking about over here is, here, the Taisvis over here brings, you see the Taisvis on the bottom, Taisvis over here in Hurrius. It's not the regular.
Is Rashi? Is this Rashi?
I think the ones that we do not attribute to Rashi, I don't believe it goes to Hurrius. It is Rashi. Rashi, we assume that it is a Rashi. But Taisvis over here brings Hayro Besdin. The Besdin we're talking about is which Besdin? Hayro Besdin Haim Sanhedrin Gedayla. This din that we have in our Mishnah only applies to the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. Not a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel. Not a Gimel, a Chav Gimel. It refers only to the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph.
That's the shape.
Yeah, all right, we'll see, but the Shaven could be different also. We have a bunch of, but our Mishnah is right to the central Besdin, not the Besdin even of the Shaven. Hiram and Haim said Henry Gedayla, and how do we know that? We darshan it in Pateras Kayanim. Adas Yisrael, Adam Yuchedis be Yisrael, Zeus and Henry Gedayla. That refers to the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Not only that, well, the Mishnah does not say whether it's the Sanhedrin and Lishkas HaGozes. That's true. It does not say, it says Sanhedrin, for example, let's say the Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah coming up, that we have, you know, it comes Rosh Hashanah. We have all the ones. They went from the Sanhedrin, they went to the Chanus. But the Shusha, the Shusha, the Yamna, the Usha, the Shvarim, Besharim, Sipari, all the halachas, all the places that they went, and that was the Shkazas. Would this then apply by them? There's a Torah, there's a Yerushalmi, the Bavli does not say anything about this, but the Yerushalmi says it's the Bezdin and Lishkas HaGosses.
Yeah.
The Rambam leaves that out.
He omits it.
And the question is whether why the Rambam leaves it out. Well, the Rambam, since there are those that the Rambam, there's an omission, and the question is why the Rambam omits it. If there's no discussion, even in the Bavli, it would seem to me, let's say they made a mistake, the Bezdin and Yavna. Doesn't say that here that has the Bavli that has to be led Bezdin Lishkas HaGozes. On the other hand, Yerushalmi does say that it has to be like that. Yerushalmi and Hurrius. On the other hand, we have another Raya, maybe, from another Yerushalmi, a Megillah, for example.
In Nathan Givine.
Nathan Givine, whether or not there's a din of Parvel of Davishel Tzibor, it says there could be a din of Parvel of Davishel Tzibor, depending on whether or not Chaimis are brought in the central Bama, let's say by Nathan Givine. The kasha is, what do you mean? How could it be a din parhal davishel tzibor if it's only a bezin of lishkas hagozes? In Nivei Givai, there was no lishkas hagozes. So what the Yerushalmi say? So that might be a raya that in the Yerushalmi we have Megillah, the Yerushalmi and Hurrius, it's not like them, but the Yerushalmi and Megillah holds that it does not have to be the bezin of lishkas hagozes. That might be a rabbi, the right, a reason. That's why the, there's a Sefer from the Har Ephraim.
Yeah, Rebbe showed it to me. I did it this morning, Rebbe. I did that piece this morning. Rebbe showed it to me a few years ago. But Rebbe, he says that so long as you have Eitzel Mizbeach, it's okay.
But it's Rebbe Avram Garbuz.
His father.
His father.
Father, Ephraim.
That's his father, Rebbe Ephraim Garbuz. He has Sefer Durius. So that's how he wants the title over here. That may be it's a machlokes, but Bosi Rak Lahayir, the guy made this thing, if you need a Bezdin Lishkas HaGozes or not, you definitely have to have the Sanhedrin of Ayinal. The question is whether it has to be a Hesedrin Lishkas HaGozes. Another issue is whether the Bezdin Lishkas HaGozes, does the Hayra have to come from the Bezdin Lishkas HaGozes? Then maybe, let's say, goes there, they went to a different place. There's the Bezdin, and does the Hayra have to be done? Let's say they went to a different place, or maybe it has to even be done. The Hayra has to come from the Bezdin of Lishkas HaGozes. And therefore, this is the din that we have in our Mishnah, the introductory Mishnah, where we have this din.
Why is one allowed to be?
Here we have again, here the Tosfos over here, even brings, I should really mention, Tosfos comes and Tosfos says, Bein she'asu v'yasu imahem. Did everybody see the Tosfos? Tzarechiyim. This is a very difficult Tzarechiyim. Bein she'asu v'yasu imahem. Whether they did it, and he did it with them. The din is that he's potter, the Mishnah tells us. Tzarechiyim, in bezdin atzman. Alright, so he's potter. Okay, he's potter. Why? Because our Mishnah holds Yachid Sha'asa B'Hairas Bezdin, he's not culpable for that. All right. Tzarechei, let's say the Bezdin that did it, what do they do? Tzarechei, in Bezdin Atman Chayavid Lahavi Kispa Osira. To the he, the par, Zolzayin, of course, they do not bring a par. The Elohim Cain, unless it's the right Tzibur that did it. But if they went and they did the Avera also, do they bring the regular Chatos of Kisma Osira? What's the din if a person does a regular Chatos? Machal Shabbos Meshagig. He ate Chalet Meshagig. So what is it that he brings either a female sheep or a female goat? I'm not talking about Avodah Zarah. But in the case, if that's by Avodah Zarah, it's only a goat. But by a regular Chatos, where Chaim increases, whether he ate Chalev or Dam or his Machal Shabbos or something like that, he brings a female sheep or a female goat. And, of course, if the whole Tzibur does it, then he's putter. Or if he rises, if he lies on Beis Din, then he's putter, according to our Mishnah. So these choices is specific if the Tzibur does not do it. But the Beis Din, after their psak, they went and they did it. Are they putter? Or do they have to bring a kispa or a seira? Or they bring a kispa or a seira? Now, what kind of a din is this wife? Why shouldn't they bring a kispa or a seira? It's a regular case that does not fit in to the rules. It doesn't fit into the rules. It doesn't fit in. It's not a right seira that did it, which means that there's no din par. And if there's no din for them to bring a par halam davar shel tzibur, so then what are you left with? You're left with a regular case of a shoygeg.
No, they didn't do anything.
That a yachid doesn't bring it by Ras Dezen, and it's there by Ras.
Yeah, but so there the Beis Din came out with a psak. That's true. And he relied on the Beis Din. He could be putter.
That's the case we're talking about. Where Yafit doesn't, see, I'm used to
where Yafit
doesn't bring because of the.
Yeah, yeah, now he's talking about the members of the Beis Din.
But they're
the members of the Beis Din themselves, sorry. In Beis Din Atzma, Chayavim Lahavi Kispa Osira. Then he, the par, A may be, of course they can't bring a par unless the whole right Tzibur is. But what about the bar carpet, the regular carpet Yachid?
It's like you got this, the Beis Din and the third nonsense. Or are they tired because it's their shoygeg? If they were a yapa doesn't bring in this case.
He wasn't relying, the diet himself wasn't relying on the Beis Din only.
Maybe therefore he should bring it.
No, of course he should bring it. What's sad that he does not bring it, I mean?
Because of where yapa doesn't bring the carbon.
That's the regular, but it's the regular, not to be mechalkin yechidim, you mean? The regular Yachid doesn't, but what if it's the member, what about the Sanhedrin? It's alright, that's the suffix that he has. You have to be Masber over here that stunned him. The Keranaira, over here it always said, much of Tzach over here, why he should be like that. The Chayat Moshe, then nobody should bring it. But that's the thing that we have here in the Mishnah. Omar Shmuel, now. Rabbi said, like we had last time, this is a very long letter. A lot of words. If everybody's going to chime in and have contribute to this, we're never going to be able to do this. So I'm going to have to try it and do it a little quicker also.
Yeah.
A very difficult thing. We're not chayim. Laila Bezdin is not chayim. Paral of Davar Shel Tzibur. Unless they say you're mutter to do it. It's mutter. Chalem is mutter. Rabdimi bin Ahardo Abar. Not even that is not enough. Achiyaybru, I have to say, mutarim, achiyaybru, mutarim, atem, lasois. They even have to come and say, Lamaisa, you're allowed to do it.
Not just theoretically.
It's not theoretically by speaking. We come out that there should be mutter and learning. No. They said, Lamaisa, you go and get married. You want to know whether the husband died in this kind of a case and you're allowed to go get married. You want to know whether chelem is mutter? Go eat it. Gesunta, hey, go ahead and make a gotcha soon if you want to have a chelem. My time of the Mishalai, Nigmara Hayra. It's not called a Gemar Hayra merely by then saying that it's mutter. They have to go and say it's mamish to do it. And Amar Abaya, we find a similar case of Raya to this. We have a Raya to this. Why? See more, but I'm coming right back to this. What we have over here is by the din of Isakan Mamre. Of course, we know that the din of Isakan Mamre is he paskins in his own city, contrary to what the din of the Sanhedrin is. And like we have in Sanhedrin, after he goes and he is refuted by the Sanhedrin, he came and he said, you made a mistake. I hold the din is that, there's no malacha of kosher on Shabbos or something. They said, you're making a mistake. You're maybe your intent is very erlich in a sense, maybe it's something that you, are sincere about, maybe. But you're making a mistake. We'll bring him about 25 rais that there's a malacha of kosher on Shabbos. And he said, he persists in what he said, what he held. He went back to his own city. And he espoused his own opinion in spite of the fact that he was absolutely rejected by the Sanhedrin. Chazar li'iro shana v'limeid, and he went kederach shalimeid the same way he did before. He did not, but was not mekabel what the Sanhedrin said. Potter. He's still potter. But in a case, let's say, where? Kaira Lassas says, I want you to go, everybody. It's mutter, and go and implement it. Everybody's able to go and tie as many knots on Shabbos as you want. Tie it. In that case, is a din sakin mamre. L'chaira, what we see over here is, what's called a haira? It's haira, the fact that in learning, you came and you said a shir and it came out, it's mutter. Or, that's not a haira. Haira, by definition, means, where it comes halacha l'maisa, and you tell people actually to go and do it. Amar Rabba Fadlan Nabi Tanina. Harila Besed Lehinase. Anisha came and they were about to her to get married because they were mekabel. They were mekabel that her husband died. Halacha v'kilkala. And what did she do? She didn't get married. She went and she was a nevelis. She was a mizana. Chayev is Bekarbet. She's Chayev Bekarbet where it turns out that the husband, they made a mistake, the husband's really alive. And they said, you're allowed to go get married. So it's really, it doesn't make a really much a difference. She didn't get married, but she was nevelis anyway. She's Chayev to bring a carbet. Why? They said, you go and go get married. If they didn't tell her to go beat stop nevelis, that's not called that she didn't do what they told her to do. And therefore, over here, it has to be mamish racha bitchatana. It has to be mamish exactly. They have to go and tell her precisely that she can go do kach v'kach. They said, you want to know whether kach chalev on top of the abo mason is mutter? Go and eat the chalev on top of the abo mason. You want to eat that? Go ahead, chalev adakim, chalev akloyes, and kidneys. Go and eat that. If they told her to go and eat that specific thing, then Eda Kharabi, it's called the Hira. Otherwise it doesn't have a shape Hira. Lamar of Avina Fatan Nabi Tina Hirbes and Lavar Allah as we have it summer is about tyrant. The Sulobidi. Ika di Amri. And therefore that's what it needs, according to Rav Dibi. On the other and we have Bafana Nabi Tina Hirbes and Lavar Allah has come in summer is about tyrant. And he said that you have to do lasais even. And Rav Dibi did a harda Omar, afilu mutara matem. This is the opposite of what we just got finished saying. And then Rav Shasu said what? Nigmara haira. Afilu mutara matem. It's Nigmara Haira. Nabar Abaya, hi. The same shakla v'tari, except the opposite. We learn by Sakit Babre. Kozulibra Vishada Libe connection libe is putter. Paralasis is chayef, so it sees what you have to actually say to do it. We learned how to love as in Lehit Nase. You have to go about Rachel Bikatana to verbalize it and say the fairish that she can do the thing that she did. This is what we require, that it has to be, you tell her what to do. If you take a look at the Taisa Rush, I don't know if everybody, does everybody have here the Taisa Rush?
Yeah, I have it here.
Besides the Gemara, some Gemara don't have it. They have it in the back. But you have it over here? Who? Art has it?
Yeah, Art.
Art has it? If you take a look at the Taisa Rush, he brings from the Ramah. Let me see where it is again. Here he brings the Hikshara. You see, right where the Gemara is, by the Taisa Rush. You see that? A few lines down. The Hikshara Ramah. Everybody have that? Hikshara Abazal. Ma Chilek, what's the difference? Yesh bein mutarim atem uvein mutarim atem lasos. L'chair, it's the same thing. You tell him it's mutter. It's mutter if it's whether I say mutarim atem lasos or not. He wants to know, what's the difference? L'chair, it's the same thing. Uperish mutarim atem deka'omar Shmuel. Lo ma'irish yishalo mutarim lecho. It's when he said mutarim, it's not that they asked him. They asked the Sanhedrin, is it mutter for me to eat the chaylev, the fats on top of the cloyes or not? No, that's not the case. We're talking over here, the Imam Elohim, if they would have said mutarim atem, then that's the same thing. Haynu mutarim atem lasos, the Mishael's hashayo pili hayra. What is it tali of the hayra? How the shayo asks, how he expresses the question. And it's not, so it's totally the question, it's not totally the answer. Kevin Shishalu Mutarim, Yodea Hamaira, the one that's answering him, he knows you were talking about them, Shiyachlu, that's what he's saying. He comes and he asks the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Sai, is it mutter for me to eat the fats on top of the Abo Mason? And they said, yes, it's mutter. Right there, Amar. What difference does it make whether he said mutar lasos or not? They're answering him based on what he said. He asked. He said, is it mutter for me to eat it? They say, yeah, it's mutter. Now, what do you think they mean? I mean, mutar matam lasos. They tell them to eat. It's all based on the expression of the shayo, not on how what they said. But therefore, what difference does it make? That's his question.
Maybe it's
a question. Yeah. So, wait. So then he says what? What? Turn about, say, he says, the Imam Ruh, that, about it means, turn about them lasos. But, so what is the case? The Kevin Shaluhu, about it, they meant it's what they lasos. Ukshamar about them, El Amairi, Shishalu Lahem Haira, Ma'amadu Lahiris Heter, Bechalim Shalakeva, the Amalahem Utara about them. He's not asking whether it's what they're for me to eat. He says, I happen to be a rabbi in that city. What should I tell them? Should I tell them it's mutter? Should I not tell them it's mutter? They said it's mutter. Now, but he never told them, well, it's not Negea. They're telling him, go eat it. He's asking them, what should I go and I what should be my instruction to the people?
If they ask.
If they ask, or maybe even if they smile, I have to say a shear or something. So what should I tell them? It's mutter. They said it's mutter. There makes a difference how they say it. There, I'm not asking whether I can eat. I'm asking how I should present the material. There, it's a lot more indirect. So in order for them to be exempt, or to bring about the chiyuv parah davar shel tzibur, There they have to say las, they have to use the word lasois. And on that comes the tesorosh, that's the Ramah. Elabani shisholehem hoirah, and that's the reason the afa gab the lom hoirois a lasois. El hoiris lacherim, it's a hoirah. The loyne here alone. Dr. Tesorosh, that teretz of the Ramah is not acceptable. The Kavod, why? The Kavod, the Yodha HaMaira, he knows that why are they asking it. In order to be Maira, they have to ask for people to do it. Yeser HaMalai Ladaki should even be more careful. Shehu Haira Lehem Heter. Kolske Navada, that's called the Haira. So that itself is not acceptable. The Nero Li, the forest, so comes the Taisa Rush. Gahina Tani, Bear Basar Peke, Shneichlin, Tan Ramad, the Maidim Halacha, Lomi P. Talmud, Lomi P. Maisa, and Shiyoimu Halacha La Maisa, Shal Viomer Halacha La Maisa, Yelich Viyasa. It depends how they're saying it. If he's saying it as Halacha, they're learning it, they're discussing it, but he never said that Halacha La Maisa. Smutter, it should come out according to our Maskana in the Shia, the Rambams, this is what should come out. Smutter! But it's a psak that emerges mitach the learning. It's not a psak where it's there for the purpose of instituting it halacha l'maisa. And it's not a regular case of shaila tshuva over here, but shaila tshuva should really be the same thing. Somebody comes over to them, to the Sanhedrin, and says, I want an l'maisa, I want to go to a restaurant, and I want to eat the fats. Can I do that or can I not do it? They said, mutter. So in that case, it's like, this doesn't make a difference. But if he's saying a shir or something, how that, and he's not saying that it's halacha l'maisa, then we have to be chashish that, you know, it's not really explicit. It's only implicit. And that's not enough to be called a hayra. The challenge is, what's the definition of a hayra? So that's the deal that we have, right? So that's the deal that we have, what we have to say. Yeah, that's what the discussion is, Shmuel, Rav Dibi, what they're coming to say. Now we have back my turn to the Gemara. What's this thing? There's a redundancy that we seem to have over here. It's mamish an extraneous phrase. Let's say we would have left out the word shaygig. The us up here, obviously we're talking over here, it's a shaygig. They tell them to do it, they made a mistake, and he did it up here. What's this thing shaygig up here? Why do you have to go and repeat the words? Mamash an extraneous word. Omar Ava shaygig lasui, we have another case like this. For example, Hayru Bezin Shechel of Butter. And then what happened? He would have followed them. That's true. He would have followed them. But what did happen? And what happened was that he mixed it up anyway. He thought that he was eating Shuman. He wanted a Shuman sandwich, and it turned out that he was eating a Chalev sandwich. Now, in a Chadami. Let's say he would have known that it was a chalev sandwich. He would have done it anyway. But Labaisa, he didn't do it. He didn't do it because of their hayra. He wasn't relying on that. He wasn't relying on that. He did it because he made a mistake. Potter, I'll pay him because it means I'll pay him babish. Lamarama, shaygeg. To be marba be this lasui hayru bezdin the chaylam is putam in the schaylo chaylam is shuba viyachlo putter I'll pee him mabish. Yeah. The what? I can't hear you.
It's both.
It has to be either one, in other words.
Yeah, either one.
It has to be either or. One way, either one, they did this and he's going to be putter from this too. Shuman Vyakla Potter. Why? Alpihem is Alpihem Mamish. It could be either one, he's going to be able to be Potter. Vikin Yami Amarama Shagig Alpihem Huda Potter. Aber es kann lachel mishumet viachlal. It's chayiv. The other time this is chayiv, this is not called relying on them. Milso de pshita leila rava, kabivai leila rava bachama. Whichever way it was, in the first lush of the Ikid Yavri, Rami Bar Chaba declared this for a suffix. The boy Rami Bar Chaba, hi Rabbeinu Shechelev, butam itzchav lachelev b'shum b'shuman. The Yochman he ate it, but what's the dim? Amar Rabbe Toshima. Here we had Halach Yachid, the author Shengeg, Alpihem. But Shengeg, Alpihem Lamali. Again here also, why do you need both statements? Lab la, doesn't it come to be barbe? Both either case like this. Lab la suye, hayru bezdin shechele putter. And not only that, but he's kalam lochele b'shuvet yachlo putter. And maybe doesn't it come because of the extra wording? Maybe it comes to be barbe even this case. The mashreg yal p'yem to the putter. Oh, when it's kalam, maybe it's not. Maybe it's kalam lochele b'shuvet yachlo b'shuvet. Another version of this was Toshiba. Halach Yachid Yasser Shege Galpia, my lab Shege Galpia Buddha Potter, Mashmav and Iskam Lachel Mishuba, the Yachla Chayat. And on that again, according to the Sikh Diabri, also Tilma Yishol Shege Galpia. And therefore, it's not really clear what is going to be the din over here. The Pluta, the Gemara says it's going to be Tali in the Machlaikas. Hayru bezdin shechelim butam nischal lochel b'shuman. The yachlo and he ate it. What is the din here? We're claring back and forth the whole time. But really, what is the din? Rab Amar Potter. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayev. And Kiskein Rab and Rabbi Yechon and Holt and Ischayev in this case. Because this is not called doing it up here. Break the Gemara. Meisvei. We learn my am ha'aretz ba'asaisa. What do we learn out from here? Ma'asaisa, be'am ha'aretz, ma'asaprat l'mumer. The mumer does the chet, he does not bring the carbon. B'rshimit ben di'aisei aymer, b'shim rabshimit, harehu aymer, she'lo se'y aseda, b'shkoga v'yoshem. Oh, hayda. And we learn out from here, you say, that we had Mabedizara, of course, also. Hashav mi diyaso, mevi karbon al shikigaso. Lo shav mi diyaso, eino mevi karbon al shikigaso. When is it that a person is chayav to bring a chatos for something that he did not know? That if he would have found out when he was doing the avera, he would have refrained from doing it. Person goes and he's planted something on Shabbos. He didn't realize that planting on Shabbos is a malacha. He didn't know that. He knows that he tells that he plows something in the ground, he takes seeds, he puts it into the ground. He didn't know that there's something wrong on Shabbos. Let's say somebody would have informed him that it's usher. Oh, Chalila, I'm going to go do it. I'm not going to do malacha. Of course not. And they didn't inform him, and he made a mistake. He brings a chatas. But let's say you have a person that even if they would have informed him that it's usher, he would have done it anyway. He's not a person that would have refrained from doing it had he found out that it was usher. Therefore, in that case, he does not bring a carbon. That's not called a shagig. Hashav be the usher. If he would have refrained from doing it after finding out, he would have refrained from doing it. He brings a chatos for not doing it, for doing it. In a case, let's say, where he would not have refrained anyway, he's not a shaygeg that brings a carbon. So the Gemara says, what would have happened over here? It's nischalav lo chalav b'shuman. He made a mistake. He thought he's eating shuman. It turns out that it's chalav. Let's say somebody would have told him, you're making a mistake when you're eating his chalav. Would he have stopped or would he not have stopped? He wouldn't have eaten anyway. So what? So tell me it's him. I said it's with him anyway. I wouldn't have refrained from doing it. Is that called Shabbi Diyaso? Or it's not called? Because even though I wouldn't have refrained from it, let's say Bezdin would have reversed it would have turned out that Klapa Shmaya Galya. It's a mistake. And even there, I then certainly would have refrained from doing it. Maybe that's enough to be called a Shabbat Yasa. That we have. So here we have the Smachlaikis. Meisvei, the Sanhedrin Gemara now says, a Shabbat Yasa, be Misa, hello Shabbat Yasa. What are you going to say? You're going to be chayed? How are you going to be chayed? You're not a Shabbat Yasa. Why would Rav Yechanin hold that way? Amra Papa Kasam Rav Yechanin. That is Shabbat Yasa. Why? Since a Bezin would have found out about it. They would have been Chayzer. Of course, Bezin would have been Chayzer. And if Bezin would have been Chayzer, he also would have been Chayzer. The only reason that he's doing it is only because he thinks he's doing the right thing. And Bezin, he has the support of Bezin. That's called Shabbi Diyasa. Shabbi Diyasa Kareda Be Mechayiv. Amarava Maida Rebbe, Maida Rav. Rav is Maida. Now, Rav held that in this case he's Potter. Not like Rav Yechon. But even though he's Potter, that's also based on the, because Bezit says it's Mutter. Shayna Mashlum the Rav Tzibur. Even though he'll be Potter, well, let's say the Rav Tzibur, half of the Tzibur, listens to the Bezit that they would be able, because of their mistake, they bring a par, a special carb in the bowl. And this person, it's only half, it's not the right tzibur. This person tips the scales and it makes it that not only is there a half, 50% of the tzibur that did the chet, but it's even more than 50%. What happens to me that this one, that's more than 50%, is doing it only because he mixed up chelim and shuma. Does that tip the scales and now you have a rive? Or not? Maida Rav Shayna Mashma the Ratsu by Tema Makrav Mishkaga. Achil Kula Mishkaga Avsas. They all have to be on the same page. They find the same mistake. If it's the same mistake, that constitutes the right seaboard. Even according to Rav, it's not going to constitute the right seaboard. Even though it might be a reason that he'll be exempt by himself. There are two dinim that emerge from our Mishnah that this. Of course, there's the din of Parhal Davashel Tzibor. If the Rav Tzibor makes the mistake and they listen to the Bezdin, they bring a par. Who brings it? Let's see, of course, who brings it. Either they bring it, the Bezdin, or somebody brings it. The par is brought, and they do not bring the regular carbon of a Yosef, the personal katlas of a Kisba or a Sira. The second thing that we see from our Gemish Mishnah is that whenever a person does the chet, relying on the opinion of the Bezdin, it's a tour from responsibility on his part. He does not have to bring the carbon himself. He's able to shirk his achrayis of bringing the carbon, and he's potter. He's not to blame. Follow the Gekula. He followed the Bezdin.
What's the happen to listen to the Bezdin? You know that Dam is awesome. Why am I different
than the Bezdin?
I'm a Talmud in the Bezdin. What's a
chiluk?
I know it's awesome. It's like a
Navi Sheker. No, he made a mistake. He doesn't. I'll come to that. And not only that, but Shmuel Aaron is asking, he should have a heter to Donald just to reinforce what he's asking. But I have to do it because I have to do the words. But just to reinforce what Shmuel Aaron is saying, what does it mean? What if Bezdin told him, like we had last week, even if they tell you, what does that mean? They tell him, Pliny Ruvain is Chayav Misa. And Bezdin says, you are going to go kill Reuven. He's Chayav Misa. We're giving you a tzive. Go kill Reuven. He knows from inside information, Bezdin is making a mistake. They believe the Edom. And he knows that the Edom are lying. He was there. What do the Edom say? The Edom come and they say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Now he happened to have been there also. He's one aim. He certainly cannot contradict the two aims. Yeah, he can be Mazen if he would be, but if he had somebody else that said like him, He would go and he'd be Mazim then maybe or something. But he can't. Two Adam come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. He happened to have surprised them. He happened to have been there as I saw. It was not Reuven who killed Shimon. It was somebody else by the name of Levi who came, and Levi ran away. And these Adam conspired to kill Reuven. He knows they're lying. Beznit goes and tells him, all right, I'm not going with the Din of Yadu Adam to be against the Adam about to kill him, Yadu, without that. And the answer says, I want you to go kill Reuven.
Okay.
I want you to carry it out. He knows that Bezin's making a mistake. What does he do? The Din is, he kills Reuven. He has to listen to the Adam. Afila Yamin Chu Smol, or Smol Shu Yamin. Now, what is it? So what is this? How do we write? That's the authority of the Bezin. Where does that come from? But let me have a Ramban. And what this is. In other words, what is the responsibility of a person? What is the responsibility of a person when he knows better than the Bezin? Well, Mitzvah Shem will pick it up over here. But let's see. But for the time being, this is what, we'll leave this. But not only that, we'll see it's even more. All the permutations that we have in the Mishnah, the examples that illustrate this point, why do we need so much? The Reisha is telling me cases where he'll be potter. The Seif is telling me cases where you're going to be chayef. What do we have in the Reisha? What do we have in the ratio? Reasons why we punter. But that's how they did it together. They did it separately, one after the other. In cases where maybe the Bezin did not do it and only he did it. In all these cases, he's punter. Then we have what? The Sefer. Hayru Bezin v'yada echad mehem sheto. And one knew that it was a mistake. And he did it up in Beit Shalosh. All these things he's chayim. The din doesn't apply. So why do you have to? What are we saying? Go through the whole list of permutations that we have. And it's telling me what's the point of it. The sefer that's chayim in chavi vayilam should be the other way. It's more of a chiddush. What the other more of a chiddush the other way. But Avzu Katani that there is Potter. El Seifa that is coming to be Mechayev, Imcha Mivayelay, should be what the opposite. Not only is this Chayev, but even the other one is Chayev also.
Why does this switch the style in the middle?
Yeah, sometimes the Derech of the Tanna is to do that. You can do that. You see the Rashi, Bishlai Mereisha, Laizu, Avzu, Katani. See the Rashi, the second column. The Hochi Mashma, Lomi Vaizu, the Yosei Mohem, the Havik Vadai, Toyla Bebezdin. Not only this, where it's more of a reason to say it's Bhattabhattar. Ela Avzu, where it's less of a reason, you're also butter. Doesn't I have a tale of the best? The Laizu Bilvad, where he did it after them. But even if they didn't do it at all, he's butter. Now, the second case, but the safer, is tell me where he's hired. The Achim, my little mistake. They should have said the following. Pyro Bezdin, that he made it, knew that they made a mistake. And he went and he did up here. Bain shalawas of Yasu Ibrahim, he's chayiv. And even if he did it with them, he's going to be chayiv. That's what I should have said. But when they did it, it's more of a reason to be chayiv, or it's more of a reason to be putter. It's more of a reason to be putter. Look, he's in the he's in good company. The more in good company is more of a reason for him to be potter, not to be chayev. And now what are you saying? You're doing the exact opposite. Not only is he chayiv in a case where he's doing it with everybody else, but even if he's doing it himself. What? I mean, exact opposite. That the Gemara says, but what is the case? He knew that they made a mistake. So what is he? He's amazing. Or he's a Talmud. He knows how to paskin. He knows how to paskin. He's qualified to sit on the best of himself. Tarti lovely. What do you need? What are these two things? He knew they made a mistake. Amaraba eats the roof. So did I, the Chabina, I might have thought. Hani Mili. Maybe the only time he's chayev is only when he's gubber v'sovir. He's acquainted with the halachas, and he knows love this also to extrapolate. He's a lamdan. I'm a gomer, but let's say he had certain traditions that he had. He knew how to deus. But he doesn't know the love this. Love sub here. Maybe that does not apply to this case that says that he should be chayef. On my way up, I am. Lahaira, gomer the summer, bashba. I wonder if he's a gil lahaira. There's no chasar in him. He knows very well. Amar lei, I know what I mean is the following. That's where he's able to be chayim. He should not have listened to the bezdin. Amo gober below sober low. Therefore, tada rai lai rav and mishnei yaseiruf. Afilu gober, that even if it's gober below sober. Or sober below gomer, just for the very fact that it's extra. It's coming to be bechadish, the chiyuv, even by a person who does not have the ability even to be an adversary of the people of the Bezda. But what is the pshat? Roi lahai ra? Kikaybat. What's an example of a person that's roi lahai ra? Amar avak ha-shem ben asai ha-shem ben zayma. Le'abaya ki hai gavda amazed hu. What does this mean over here these times? I have what? Chatos. They know. Pesach wasn't me. They know that Pesach made a mistake. I know that Chaylet is Chayv Karis. How do I go and I eat it? If I eat it, Chayv Chatos. Why am I Chayv Chatos? I know Pesach made a mistake. And it is a mistake. So what do? Oh, time to Chayv Sanya, I'll say it's Achas. He does it. Bahiras Bezdin is potter. Ketzad. What is that case? Hayru Bezdin shechela mutter v'nayda liachas ban sheto. They found that afterwards they made a mistake. I told you I should name Rambo. That is Israel Hayra. Because Shimon doesn't share Yochel. I might have thought that if he listened, he'd be potter. Tamalemer ma'asaisa. Achas, Yachid Oisa, P. Achbal. Yachas, Bahiraz, Bezdin, is Potter. Alechem Ashkachasla. Yod the Yoda, the Yos, the Osar, the Kotoy, the Mitzvah, the Shema, and Dibre Chacham. How do you have a guy? He made a mistake. I know very well it's Osar. I know they made a mistake. But look, it says, Yabitchu, small Shay Yabit. Even if they're wrong, they're right. I might as well go ahead and take a look. I was always sort of curious what bacon and eggs taste like. You know, so I know it's us. But you know, if they say it's Booker, it's Booker. Maybe I can listen to the best, and I don't go most of my own opinion. You don't listen to the best. If Bezdin made a mistake, you're accountable. You're not allowed to listen to the best. And he didn't know that. That's a shogeg. Because toy the mitzvah lishmael dibre chachamim. The toy the mitzvah lishmael dibre chachamim. He made a mistake. He thought that the rabbi did to listen to the chachamim is even babak where he knows better. And the did, it's not like that. You don't listen to the chachamim. So what does it mean? I even should have small shayim then. Huh? So what does it mean? Comes the Ramban, this is so fundamental. The Ramban tells us in Sefer HaMitzvahs, what is that achrayus? If a person made a mistake, this is chaylev is mutter. I know they made a mistake. What is my achrayus? My achrayus is to go to the bezdin and tell them they made a mistake and argue with them and argue with them and get them to be mitter. Okay, let's say I did that. And they said, we hear what you're saying. You made us made a mistake. You're bringing us five rayas where it's beferish and it's not like that. Our answer to you is, you don't know what you're talking about. The rayas are no rayas at all. And we know what you're saying. And we still persist, and our maskot is that you're the one that's making a mistake, not us. In that case, I'm achoyim to go be mevatel the battle daiti to the Sanhedrin and to do what they say. Until they reject my argument, then I'm afraid to go with what I say, not with what they say. I know that tying a knot on Shabbos is a malacha. I don't have, a chance to go to the Besdin. What do they say? Tying knots on Shabbos is mutter. My achrayus is go ahead and argue it out with them. Until I do it, and to do that, I have to stick to what I hold as usher. But what, once I do it, I'm responsible to do to argue it out, and they dismiss me, then I have chayv to be butladaiti, and then to go do it. Then when we talk about the din of a yimitshu small shu yimin, it's after I do it, what my responsibility is. And that is, and that's the zakan amra. And then I become a zakan amra, and a chanami. Let's say I argue it out. I argue it out, and they refute all my arguments. We hold Caleb is mutter, and we know what you're saying, and we still hold Caleb is mutter. Then I am a slave to go there. I mean, not only that, we're machayiv you to go and eat the Caleb. Well, I mean, really, it's going to be Nageya. And the Rambam, let's say the case in Barshana. We have Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. He held that he's not allowed to go on Yom Kippurim. But he says, I'm mechayiv to go ahead on Yom Kippur. That day that you hold is your Yom Kippur. I'm telling you to go to Malacha. So he mechayiv to follow them. When? After he went and talked it over with them. That's a fundamental difference that we have. Shows what the rise from over there. So because of the atama feel shaygeh. Like, so they're picking a shachaydish. Anyway, then, I will have to be mapshik with this. So this is the problem. Right away, we're behind the eight.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.